You're listening to SBS News.
In a suburb of Manila, Malone is still coming to terms with the horrific events of his childhood. Malone, not his real name, was just 8 years old when he and his sister were sexually abused by their uncle at the request of men overseas who paid to watch it live over the internet.
It all started when I was 8 or 9 years old. My uncle asked me to run errands for him. I went to his house. He asked me to take off my clothes. I wasn't aware that there were cameras and computers set up.
Malone was told not to tell his parents about the abuse or he'd be killed. It was only when evidence of the crime emerged overseas that he was rescued in the Philippines.
Someone reported the abuse, that they're sending photos of us when we were kids and sells them to foreigners.
Around the world, reports of the live-streamed sexual abuse of children are skyrocketing, and the Philippines has emerged as the global epicenter. Samson Inocencio works with the International Justice Mission, an anti-slavery NGO with an office in Manila.
The online sex offender, who is usually located in another country like Australia or the US or other European countries, who pays and a local trafficker here in the Philippines who has access to the victim, that is the child.
Internet access is widely available in the Philippines, which also has well-established international money transfer systems, and people generally can communicate in English. According to the International Justice Mission, Australia ranked third in a list of countries buying online child abuse material. Nearly one in five cases reported in the Philippines involves an offender in Australia, which also shares a similar time zone. Daisy Beckinsale is an agent with the Australian Federal Police based in Manila.
So once an arrest has occurred in Australia and the analysis of the offender's devices may uncover evidence of Philippine victims on Philippine facilitators, so the officers in Australia would put a package together and they would send a referral with that information to our office here in Manila.
Working together through the Philippines Internet Crimes Against Children Centre, intelligence referred by the Australian Federal Police to the Philippines has led to the arrest of 43 facilitators and the rescue of 165 children since 2019. But the live streaming of abuse has proven difficult to investigate because the live stream does not produce the kind of evidence most often used to catch online predators, videos or photos stored on a device. And the payments to facilitators, who are almost always related to the victims, can be difficult to track. Agent Beckinsale again.
You actually don't know what it's going to be used for until you actually go through the door with a search warrant. You actually don't know what that payment is for. And even then, again, this is just from my experience doing these warrants back home, is that you might not actually find anything.
What is known is just how brutal the treatment of children can be. The Australian Institute of Criminology analysed chat logs from seven offenders who watched and directed the abuse of 74 children via livestream, most in the Philippines. Offenders request how they want the child to be abused, paying on average $50 for abuse that included rape and torture. Perhaps most concerning of all is that none of this takes place on the dark web. Instead, offenders use everyday video chat applications like Skype and Facebook Messenger. Julie Inman-Grant is Australia's e-safety commissioner and says tech companies need to invest in technologies to better detect child exploitation material on their platforms.
I would describe the kind of transparency we see from the platforms today as selective transparency. This will require much more radical transparency, where we can really assess what technologies are being used to detect child sexual abuse material and on which platforms, the extent to which they're applying and enforcing their own policies consistently. And so we're really seeking to lift the lid on what is and is not being done to stop this scourge.
And save the victims from a lifetime of trauma.